The psalm for today, Psalm 81, and I'm looking at verses 1 and 2. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring thither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Message says, a song to our strong God, a shout to the God of Jacob, anthems from the choir, music from the band, sweet sounds from the lute and harp. The New Living says, sing praises to God our strength, sing to the God of Jacob, sing and beat the tambourine, play the sweet lyre and the harp. Amen. What a joyful song. And it's called An Exhortation to Joyful Praise. The Life Application Bible states, music and worship go hand in hand. Worship involves the whole person, and music helps lift a person's thoughts and emotions to God. Isn't that true? When you're feeling down, if you start to sing a praise song, something happens inside of you, because worship lifts our soul. And we're just feeling like this is kind of a punky day. Sing a little ditty. Sing a little up song. Make up one. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I don't care what the day brings, but Jesus, I love you.
That's good.
Amen. Something that simple. Just do it. Just do it. And you know it's neat. Because when it says sing a song, anything is acceptable. Because when you go into the Hebrew, that means just to even make a strident? What is it? You know that
a great
word?
Noise.
A great noise.
A shout.
A great noise. You can shout, make a creak even, it says.
That's right.
In the Strong's. Make a creaky sound unto God. So you don't have to have a great voice
we
to get your spirit lifted in God. On those times, how many do have those times every now and then when it's just not a happy day?
I know how we can get everybody to agree.
How?
In this congregation, how many feel like every now and then you creak?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. My bones creak. They're singing a song to God, right? Amen.
So we can creak before the Lord.
So everything qualifies. God didn't just make it for the most beautiful sopranos, though that's nice if you are one. Anyway, let me repeat that. Worship involves a whole person, and music helps lift a person's thoughts and emotions to God. Through music, we can reflect upon our needs and shortcomings, as well as celebrate God's greatness. Whatever the shortcoming is in us, He has fulfilled it, and He has no shortcoming in that area. So we just need to receive what He's done for us. He'll give us the strength. Do we keep ourselves holy?
Yes.
Who does it for us? The Holy Spirit. And we are learning in our Wednesday night teachings that the Holy Spirit isn't just out there someplace. He's inside of us. And that's why Jesus went to the cross, that we might have the Holy Spirit within us to help us in all we do, to help us go through those hard times. Amen?
Amen?
I love Him. I love Him. I love God the Father. I love God the Son. And I love God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to say all three of these translations, because it's good for us to confess with our mouth. Amen? Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. A song to our strong God. A shout to the God of Jacob. Anthems from the choir. Music from the band, sweet sounds from the lute and harp. Sing praises to God, our strength. Sing to the God of Jacob. Sing, beat the tambourine, play the sweet lyre and the harp. Amen.